I know why you're with me, or at least how what is between us began. I'm brown enough to satisfy your desire to be with someone exotic, but I'm not so brown as to create insurmountable problems when we spend time with your family. You like to make jokes about how I'm the best of both worlds with my white father and my black mother and my good education, my bland Midwestern accent and caramel skin. You love me most in the summer, when we spend our afternoons on the lake, bronzing, drinking, and surrendering to mosquitoes and suntan lotion. My skin gets darker beneath the high sun, but not dangerously so. It shines, and when I'm sweaty, you like to lick my shoulder. You pull at my body with your teeth and moan from somewhere deep. And I know you're mine. You are a much better lover in the summer. Sometimes we venture into the water, curling our toes in the warm silt beneath our feet, and you spin us around and around the shallow until we're dizzy. We walk far away from the shore, pressing through the water, talking about silly things. We go just past that shelf where the lake floor drops to unknown depths. You float on your back, and I float between your thighs, resting my arms on your legs. You point back to the shore and say, "Look how far we can go when we're together." And the moment always chokes me. 3 summers ago, you asked me for the second time to marry you as we floated out there on the wide blue water. I pulled away from you and let my body submerge completely. I opened my eyes and watched you looking down at me, your arms making wide, gentle waves. I said yes, my words slowly bubbling to the surface. I love you because you're simple, but not in that trite, insulting way to which men are often relegated. No, you are simple because you are an optimist. You believe that those who lead a good life will be blessed with all good gifts. You say we are good people. You say we deserve to be happy. I say I am not good, and you say you know better. Your generosity of spirit moves me. I look at you with your beautiful eyes and your smooth face, your open heart and your soft hands. I am a vile thing next to you. I am not beautiful or smooth or soft or simple. We rarely argue, but not for my lack of trying. I lose my temper and you stand there calmly, and that makes me even angrier. I make impossible demands, and you satisfy them. I say appalling things, and you never throw my words back in my face. Only once have you walked out on me. I lied and said I hated you. I said we were just using each other. I said you were suffering from a severe case of jungle fever. Your eyes widened, and I could tell I had finally pushed you too far. You wrapped one hand around my throat and pushed me across the room until my back was flat against the wall. As you raised your other hand, my breath caught and I relaxed. My whole body felt loose and free because I finally found who I was looking for inside you. I closed my eyes and waited. I waited for you to hurt me the way I deserved, the way I needed, but you didn't. You loosened your grip and you said nothing. As you walked away, you paused, turned, and pointed one finger at me. Your hand was shaking.